If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back. Happy Tuesday. I'm Haley Lewis, and this is Chiefs News Daily. The NFL Draft officially over. The Chiefs welcome in 7 new players to Kansas City. So let's recap those picks. Also, those reportedly picked up as undrafted free agents and 1 Super Bowl champ who ain't leaving anytime soon. Make sure to like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. And let's roll. Well, all the retirement rumors have been put to bed. Travis Kelce ain't done playing anytime soon. Monday, the Chiefs made Kelce the highest paid tight end in the NFL with a 2-year contract adjustment worth $34.25 million. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the contract has $17 million fully guaranteed for this season and most of the rest to be guaranteed on the third day of the 2025 league year. Now, in a video posted to X by the Chiefs, Kelce said, "It was an honor and a pleasure, and I can't wait to get after it these next 2 years. Chiefs forever." Patrick Mahomes took to Twitter as well to share his excitement for his bestie, saying, "I told y'all, I'm never letting him leave. Congrats, my guy." General Manager Brett Veach also spoke Monday about the 34-year-old's impact here in KC.
"Every now and then you have one of these guys that are outliers, and certainly Travis is one of those players. It's funny, it's not even May yet, and today we had a chance to get out there in phase 2 and guys were out there running around and Travis was the first guy in line. And I mean, he looked like he was 28 years old. And again, I mean, the odds of someone playing this far into the 30s are very low, but it does happen. And it happens with just, unicorns in the profession. And Travis is one of those. And we'll certainly celebrate this with him. And hopefully we can ride this thing even longer."
ESPN's Adam Teicher writes, "Kelce, who has been selected to 9 consecutive Pro Bowls, is a 4-time first-team All-Pro, had 93 receptions for 984 yards and 5 touchdowns last season. In the postseason, he added 32 catches for 355 yards and 4 touchdowns as he helped the Chiefs win a consecutive Super Bowl title and their 3rd in 5 seasons. Kelce has 907 receptions for 11,328 yards and 74 touchdowns in 11 NFL seasons. In 22 postseason games, he has an NFL record of 165 catches for 1,903 yards and 19 touchdowns. Well, the Chiefs went into the NFL draft with 7 picks, and they came away with 7 new additions. Here are your Cliff Notes to break down Kansas City's 2024 NFL draft class. The Chiefs kept it interesting on night 1, trading up to the 28th pick via Buffalo to snag Xavier Worthy, the fastest 40-yard dash sprinter in NFL history. Worthy, who ran a combine record of 4.21, joins another fast-receiving acquisition, free agent signee Hollywood Brown. The former Texas 3-year wide receiver played in and started 39 games and scored 26 career touchdown receptions. Worthy ranks 4th all-time in career receiving yards, 6th in receptions, 8th in punt return yards, and had a reception in 39 consecutive games, the 3rd longest streak in UT history."
"So at the beginning of the year, I mean, everybody's dream is to play with Patrick Mahomes, probably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So just to be able to play for him, I mean, everybody talks about it, but I mean, shoot, I've been saying it for a while. I'm going to be a Chief, so I just put it in the air. I mean, shoot, now I'm here. It's amazing."
On Friday, the Chiefs found their tackle. In the 2nd round, Kansas City traded with the 49ers and selected BYU offensive tackle Kingsley Suamataia at pick 63. The former Oregon Duck played 2 seasons for BYU, starting in 11 games, for the Cougars at left tackle. He started 2 games in 2023 and played in 12, however, missing the season finale due to an injury. In 2022, Suamataia started 12 games at right tackle.
quick. I was reading up your family history. Can you name all your cousins that are in the NFL, your family members that are in the NFL?
Shoot, currently right now, so there's Pernay up at Detroit. Shoot, shout out Big Pernay, man. He making big moves right now. And then cousin Noah, he's at Chicago Bears. And I got Nephi, he's at the Saints. And then got Puka, Big Books. He's at up at the Rams. But shoot, I had a bunch of family members that played in the league beforehand. So my uncle JT Mapu played. My uncle CJIU played. My grandpa played. Junior IU. So it runs in the bloodline. It runs deep. So I'm just so grateful and blessed to be the next one up right now.
On Saturday, the Chiefs selected tight end Jared Wiley with the 131st pick in the fourth round. As a senior in 2023, Wiley was a team captain, racking up 47 receptions and leading the team slash ranking fourth nationally by Power 5 tight ends. Wiley totaled 520 yards his senior season and topped TCU with 8 touchdown catches to tie for the national league amongst tight ends.
The numbers and the hype around it speak for itself. You know, I really think that they have the best offense in the NFL, and it's ran by, you know, the best quarterback in the NFL and the best tight end in the NFL. You know, like I said earlier, I'm super, super excited for this opportunity to get to learn behind them and, you know, just to be able to pick their brains and kind of, you know, see if I can find my role in this offense, you know, really early on.
With the 133rd pick in the fourth round, a compensatory selection from the Bills, the Chiefs snagged Washington State safety Jaden Hicks. Now, Hicks played 3 years at Washington State and played in 12 games in 2023 with 4 starts. The safety totaled 79 tackles, 49 of which were solo, 2.5 sacks, 6 tackles for loss, and 2 interceptions. His 6.6 tackles per game were the 11th ranked in Pac-12. Continuing on Saturday, Kansas City bolstered up their offensive line even more. With the 159th pick in the fifth round, Kansas City selected offensive lineman Hunter Norzad out of Penn State. Now, Norzad played 2 seasons for Penn State and 2 seasons, one of which was canceled, for Cornell. He played in 12 games in 2023 and started in 2, earning the coaching staff's Offensive Player of the Week award after performance against Iowa. Now, Norzad was also voted second team All-Big Ten by coaches and the media. With the Chiefs' lone pick in the sixth round, Kansas City selected corner Kamal Haddon out of Tennessee. Now, this was the 211th overall pick, a compensatory selection via San Francisco. Haddon played 3 seasons for Tennessee and 1 season for Independence Community College. He did not allow a touchdown in 2023 after playing in 29 games for the Vols with 13 starts. Haddon tied for the team lead with 3 interceptions and 8 passes defended in 2023, the fourth most on the team. And with the Chiefs' very last pick in the NFL draft, Kansas City picked up another offensive lineman in round 7 with pick 248 from the Bills, the Chiefs snag C.J. Hansen out of Holy Cross. Now, Hansen played 5 years for Holy Cross and was a part of an offensive line that ranked in the top 10 in FBS nationally in 2023 in rushing offense, total offense, and scoring offense. He started all 11 games at right guard in 2023. All right, let us know in the comments below what grade you would give the Chiefs for the 2024 NFL draft class. Well, after the draft wraps up, the chaos doesn't necessarily slow down. Once Mr. Irrelevant is announced, the calls start coming in. All 32 teams begin to reach out to prospects who were undrafted to strike up a deal. This is a chance for the Chiefs to sign talent that maybe slipped through the draft's cracks. These players no doubt have an uphill battle when it comes to potentially making the Chiefs' 53-man roster, but there is a chance. So here's a list of players who have a run at making the roster of a Super Bowl team, starting with those who signed with the Chiefs and those who have been invited to rookie minicamp. Undrafted free agent signings go as following: running back Amani Bailey, running back Carson Steele, linebacker Curtis Jacobs, offensive lineman Ethan Driscoll, corner Christian Roland Wallace, quarterback Spencer Sanders, edge rusher Deshaun McCarthy, wide receiver Reggie Brown, tight end Baylor Cup, defensive lineman Fabian Lovett Sr., offensive lineman Nick Torres, punter Ryan Rickhow, offensive lineman McKay Metallier, defensive end Yabi Okir-Yanoma, wide receiver Phillip Brooks, and defensive back Miles Battle. And as for rookie minicamp invites, the list goes as this: safety Sam Lockett, linebacker Bryce Houston, wide receiver Zach Mathis, running back Trey Potts, linebacker Bryce Gallagher, running back Ayo Dorajayo, wide receiver Jaron Hayek, and kicker Noah Rauschenberg, as well as defensive tackle Mario Kendricks. These names, of course, coming from the UDFA Chiefs Tracker by Ed Easton Jr. on Chiefs Wire, so follow along for the latest names and updates as they continue to come in. In the meantime, what name stands out to you? Let us know in the comments below. All right, folks, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Remember, join us on the LLC. That is our Loyal Listeners Club, a great place to chat and interact with other fans and myself. Also, make sure to give us a little bit of love today on this episode. Make sure you like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. We will see you guys right back here tomorrow.
Headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.